The Pleiades also show up in ancient Egypt, for those who study the geometry of the Great Pyramid, Cops, on the Giza Plateau. Many unusual mathematical coincidences present themselves. For instance, the rotation of our solar system around the Pleiades is 25,827.5 years. If you take two base diagonals of Cops, which are 12,913.75 pyramidal inches, and multiply them by 2, you get exactly 25,827.5. Is there a connection? Tegeta. Marub. In 1771, an astronomer named Charles Messier was the first to chart the sparkling Pleiades. From atop a hotel in Paris, he charted 45 stars in the system. The Pleiades later became designated as M45 on the star chart. Several other observations and mappings have been made since, and now it is believed that there are more than 2,300 single stars in the Pleiades. Era, the home planet of the Pleiadians, is located in the system around Tegeta, approximately 500 light-years from Earth. It is just 10% smaller than Earth and is rotating in a system with 8 other planets. They now occupy 4 of the planets with cities and manufacturing. Only 400 million humans live on Era. They have concluded that this is the ideal population for their world for several reasons. Their understanding of how the universe was created and how it is evolving along with the creational spirit has led them to regard planets as part of creation that are also evolving, and they treat them with respect just as they do animals, trees, and all other forms of life in the universe. Population control has come about in a desire to keep their society spread out and sharing the resources of the planet equally. There is also the consideration that they like to live in connection with the spiritual energy produced by nature. This seems to require keeping the population at a certain level so as to not overpower its energy or draw too much from it. This is a rather refreshing attitude, since here on Earth the resources of our planet are considered to just be for the taking, and the most people give the planet no consideration at all, and if they do, it's just thought of as some giant mud ball that we live on, and we can do whatever we want with it. Many years ago when the Pleiadians first traveled to Earth, it was because of the similarities of the two planets. Not only is our atmosphere similar, but nature is much the same on both planets as far as oceans, mountains, etc. Over the years the similarities are even closer since samples of plants, minerals, and animals have been taken to the Pleiades and developed there. It is for this reason that the Pleiadians have found the Earth very comfortable to visit. Language. The Pleiadian language is not so dissimilar to our own as far as the sound and phrase is. For instance, in their language an hour is called Nodu, a day is called Amuzal, and a month is called Anazar. It seems that the forefathers of the Pleiadians who visited Earth influenced our civilization many times in our past, and they have left behind the influence of their language, which has worked its way into some of the languages we have on Earth. For instance, citizens of Era may pass each other and offer a simple greeting to one another by saying, Salom, a word which means peace in wisdom. In Hebrew we find the word Shalom, which means peace, and is normally used as a greeting or farewell. This word was influenced by distant relatives of the Pleiadians over 9,000 years ago. Era, the home planet. The planet Terra has a green atmosphere, which they control. It contributes to their health and stress-less way of life. They sleep only for hours a day because they have advanced methods of psychic control that induce a deep sleep quickly. Most of the food is still grown in the ground and is affected by their collective thoughts that control the digestive system, so they don't have to eat as much, and the food seems to last them longer. They explained that on many occasions they have brought foods, plants, and animals from Earth and other worlds, which gives them a rich selection and variety to choose from. They have a very high technical understanding of how food affects their thinking processes. They are primarily vegetarians, but sometimes indulge in small amounts of meat when they feel they are becoming a little too dreamy or lightheaded. They have discovered that meat gives you grounding in your thinking, so they have engineered a small animal which looks something like a rabbit and that supplies their meat. They normally would not eat another living creature, so this one was chosen because of its low evolution. On a visit to Era, we would find it to be about the same size as our own planet Earth, with the passing of day and night, temperature, and climate all very comfortable to us. As Billy experienced, even the air would be healthy for us. The oxygen content of the air is 32.4%, with traces of argon and other gases at 3%, and nitrides around 67.3%. Surface gravity is equal to 1.0003, just slightly higher than Earth, and the density is 5.521, while the inclination of the axis is 22.99 degrees. The diameter of the planet at the equator is 12,749 kilometers as the planet travels at 11.19 kilometers per second through space. They have a rotation of 365 and one quarter days, compared with our 365-day year. A day on Era is 23 hours and 59.4 seconds, which is almost the same as ours here on Earth. They have 13 months, with compensation every 23 years. Living in a parallel world. When the ancestors of the Pleiadians, those ancient Lyran warriors led by Asael, were traveling through space looking for a home, an Era was made, and their fleet slipped apart a second out of normal time and landed in a Pleiades that is not on the same time pulse as Earth. Because of this, if we were to fly to the Pleiades that we see in the night sky, we would not find any life there, but instead an uninhabitable planet with a very young, blue sun. The Pleiadians live part of a second out of the time frame that we're in. When they come to Earth, they have to make a slight adjustment in their instruments to compensate for the difference in time in order for their ships to be seen, or else we could not perceive them at all. The Pleiadians are far older than we are in reference to the number of lifetimes they have led, and they now live a more spiritual life. This means they are experiencing and learning more with their spiritual senses than with their material senses. This use of spiritual abilities could be, in part, how they have contributed to their long lifespan of more than 700 years. They are human, just like us, with few physical differences. Their skin is whiter than ours as a result of higher evolution. It is a natural function of evolution that the body material becomes less dense, with less pigmentation through multiple lifetimes, and the Pleiadians are several million years older than we are as spirit forms. When they first settled on the worlds that they now live on, they were 7 to 9 meters tall, 21 to 27 feet. Their body size changed quickly within a few lifetimes because of the planet they live on, and they now are about the same size that we are. Their average age is now between 701,000 years, mostly due to the control of spiritual energies gained through numerous lifetimes. They have no medical problems as we have, for they control health through psychic balance. They feel that here on Earth all of our medical problems are caused by illogical thinking. As we create thoughts, we are forming bolts of energy which have an effect on the cells in our body. These are thought energies can be measured in polarities, such as positive or negative charges of electricity. If we continue with illogical thinking, we are creating charges of energy that depolarize the cells and have an effect on the performance of the individual cells, which leads to illness. It has long been known in some societies on Earth that our thoughts play an important part in our health and can contribute to a longer life, especially in the Eastern cultures where meditation is practiced as a means of controlling their thinking. Here in our Western culture, we don't try to prevent illness through control of our thoughts, but instead, wait until the illness is obvious, and then we treat it with chemicals and drugs which are designed not to treat the source but to override the symptoms. That's why we have so few cures and recoveries from illness. The Pleiadians say they are not superhuman with the great powers that we may think they possess. They are men and women, like us, who benefit from the knowledge of many lifetimes. They are not teachers or missionaries and do not come on behalf of any god to give us the long-awaited peace, as creation does not confer any obligation on them. They understand our right of free will to evolve on our own, and they remind us that peace will come only when the people of Earth take responsibility for their own future and learn to create their own reality. Relying on or believing that someone else or some other power is going to bring peace will not make it happen. They feel an obligation to other life forms to help, but not to interfere. The Pleiadians are not superhuman with great powers. They are human beings just as we are and must constantly strive for perfection. Born in the Pleiades, Pleiadian men and women marry and have children just like we do. Probably the major difference in being born in the Pleiades is that their understanding of the reason for a birth is different from ours, due to their spiritual development being so much more advanced. Here on Earth we are at a loss to prove the validity of reincarnation, but in the Pleiades it has become an exact science, allowing them to understand who is being born and what the purpose is of the coming life. You see, many of the more spiritually advanced leaders on Era have the ability to make a spiritual connection of some kind with the incoming person, and read who they have been in the past life and what their purpose is or coming into this new life. A mother, for instance, will make a point of trying to find out what name the incoming person wants to call themselves, since they feel a person's name is an expression of not only their spiritual development, but has meaning relating to the path of education that they are on. They think of the incoming spirit form as a person who has lived other lifetimes and is beginning a new one for a specific reason. Because of this, they are reminded that this incoming spirit form has led many lives before and is now coming out of a sleep-like state to start another life. The idea of age means nothing when you consider that all of us have been young, middle-aged, and old many times before. To think that you are better, smarter, or somehow more advanced than someone younger than you is incorrect. When a woman becomes pregnant, she opens a window of opportunity so that a spirit form may come back into the material life. The decision as to which woman the spirit form will come into is not entirely up to the spirit form, although there is a tendency for a spirit form to stay within the same family, if possible, which opens up the possibility that your great-grandfather may become the son of your grandchildren. Creation itself has something to do with the mechanism of parent selection. This process is not completely understood by the Pleiadians. They have advanced to a point of spiritual understanding and cognition that allows them to procreate or cause people to be born at a certain time, such as they did with the old spirit form from Larsen, but they seldom do that. They are also able to contact a spirit form when it is on the other side, if they want to, but do not recommend it, saying it is uncomfortable for the spirit form and is not very interesting anyway. The spirit form does not know any more than it did when it was in material life, and usually does not want to be bothered. Once a woman becomes pregnant, within 3 weeks the incoming spirit form will decide whether or not to inhabit the new body that is being created. Abortion is allowed only during this time. This is the level of understanding and morality on a Pleiadian world. The mother and father both contribute some of their genes in forming the body for the incoming person. Later, as the brain is forming, the incoming spirit form will send impulses to signify how many brain connectors to create, so the wisdom the spirit form is carrying from the many accumulated lifetimes can be handled by the brain once it is formed. Once the brain is developed, the spirit form then transfers a copy of all of its wisdom into the acids of the brain where it will reside. During the following months of pregnancy, the mother will attempt to make spiritual contact with the incoming person to become better acquainted, so she will have a better understanding of how to help out this person with their new life. The Pleiadians are able to understand, for instance, the path of learning that the individual is on. They can look into the previous lifetime and see if there are emotional instabilities of any kind that need to be dealt with, or if there were events during that life that left trauma or mental illness that should be addressed. They can tell if the spirit form is happy and well-balanced, or plagued with hostilities and anger and what may have caused it. During the pregnancy, the mother will be able to learn much about the person coming in so that she may have a clearer understanding of how to assist them in their new life. Since Pleiadian women are not possessive of the incoming person and do not consider them a creation of their own, it's more like a partnership with another spirit form. There is a more open attitude taken towards raising the child and sharing its development with others in the community, especially with other members of the family. This would seem very peculiar on Earth, since we think of our children as our own creations to mold in our image. How often have you seen a proud parent boast that his son will become a great football player, doctor, or work in the family business? And isn't it common for us to guide our children to an image that we hold of them? If we stop for an instant and view our children as people on a path of discovery and learning of their own, we might start to find some explanations for behavior that we are not able to understand and personality traits that don't make sense to us. If we recognize that these are people who lived lives before and have brought forward wisdom from previous lives, we can begin to understand why we all have different aptitudes and different levels of intelligence and knowledge. We are all on our own paths of discovery and learning, and need different information at different times in order to continue growing. We do not learn the same lessons in life at the same time, so we must learn to give each other space to seek out answers to questions that are needed for our continued spiritual growth. Life is like a school where we are all in different grades and different classes. Once the individual is born, they have the capacity to understand their past lives and their chosen lessons in the new life. Since the Pleiadians do not treat children as their own property, they give love and attention to all children and help each other with their educations. Newly born people are helped emotionally and mentally by shielding them from the negative influences until they can learn to think and understand themselves well enough to cope. The first 10 years of their lives are spent in education, which helps them gain complete understanding of whom they are and the path of growth that they are on. In other words, they are helped to understand the meaning and purpose of their life before they have to go out and deal with it. Only positive influences and environments are provided during these years, so they can become completely secure and well-balanced within themselves, and then they are exposed to the more negative forces when they are better able to deal with them. Here on Earth, there is not yet an understanding of how to communicate well enough with an incoming spirit form to learn about their previous life, so we can't understand how to help them. We are simply born and thrown into a hostile world and forced to manufacture defensive emotions and behavior patterns to survive. Our lives on Earth are mostly hard and difficult, since we have no idea why we are here or what we are supposed to be doing, not to mention living in a civilization that is controlled by men of power who seek control over others, instead of living in a world based on love and wisdom. After the first 10 years of self-discovery, the next 70 years of life in the Pleiades are spent in education, maybe up to 20 professions are learned. Once they leave their educational years, they work for hours a day and spend another 4 hours pursuing the proper balance of creativity and spiritual growth. Since Pleiadians believe the purpose of the material life is to gather information through the physical senses and then feed the spirit the wisdom learned from experience, the emphasis is put on personal growth and achievement, based on what is good for the individual. The basic philosophy is understanding the importance of personal spiritual growth by taking 100% responsibility for themselves and not relying on a god, myth, idol, or any other outside influence to solve their problems or take care of their own learning. Instead, the ability to communicate with higher consciousness is taught, so the individual can come in contact with the creational spirit which guides all beings in the universe. Only through understanding and cognition of the laws of creation can one hope to evolve to higher forms of consciousness. Economics. The Pleiadians have no economics as we know it, but do have a system of sharing the resources of their world. Each person is encouraged to develop to their full potential, and then bring those abilities into society. Material possessions are all provided, based on their contribution to the community. They carry no coins or credit cards. As a matter of fact, they mentioned that we have the only paper money that they have ever seen. They are in contact with many worlds, but have not found another planet as totally engrossed in the pursuit of money as we are. They even observed that we use economics as a weapon. We actually make war with economics, instead of simply using it as a method of keeping score. On a Pleiadian planet, all things are provided in their society, since achievement for the sake of material possessions leads to greed, hate, and anger, and that detracts from spiritual growth. Since most of the citizens are telepathic, it is not possible for them to deceive or mislead each other, and this provides for an environment of truth and honesty among all. Because of this, everyone is able to share in the resources of their world in accordance with their contribution, without the fear of greed and power. This has made their life more pleasurable, and creates an environment where the quality of life is considerably higher. Government. The Pleiadian civilization spent thousands of years at war, until they came across a race of highly developed beings in the Andromeda Galaxy who were in the last stages of physical life. By the calendar here on Earth, this would have been around the year 10 AD. This race of beings was far more advanced than the Pleiadians, for they had lived many more lifetimes and accumulated almost total knowledge of the material existence and the logic of creation. A time had come for the Andromedans when they evolved beyond their physical senses, and consequently relied solely on their spiritual consciousness for daily interaction. A decision was made to take the advice of these advanced beings and to abide by their suggestions, which led to peace and the end of war. The Pleiadians now have a high council composed of the more spiritually advanced, who interpret the wisdom from the Andromeda beings and spread the information to all four of their planets. All citizens in the Pleiades take part in the decisions that are made which make the laws by which they live. This is done through a system of voting similar to ours, only it takes a very high percentage of the voting public to agree before anything is passed. In some cases everyone must agree before a change is made. This is done to encourage a feeling of unity and peace, and to take into consideration the views of everyone before making changes. The Pleiadians are a member of an alliance of civilizations that take advice from the beings from Andromeda. This includes thousands of different societies scattered all over the Andromeda Galaxy and our own Milky Way, creating a total population of about 127 billion people. Not all developed races belong to this alliance, but those who do adhere to certain rules governing civilizations such as ours. In the Pleiades, each planet governs itself in a unitary type system that is subordinate to the High Council, which is located on Era and is the central government. The council is comprised of half-spiritual and half-material or semi-spiritual/semi-material creatures, which are human forms of life with enormous knowledge. It is the High Council's function to be in contact with very high pure spiritual forms for advice, which is impossible for pure material forms of life because the energy oscillations of the spiritual spheres arc too high for the average Pleiadian. They belong to an alliance, including races from a neighboring universe called the Dull Universe, which tries to regulate peace in certain areas of the universe through the use of giant spacecraft. The patrols that watch over Earth report that there are many space travelers who visit here. Each year around 3,000 ships enter our atmosphere, but only a small percentage are interested in making contact, and then it is usually only telepathic. As of 1976, the Pleiadians stated that were seven other races besides themselves that maintained bases here on Earth. Alliance with Earth. We are told that the Pleiadians abide by rules that do not allow them to interfere in our political or power structures here on Earth, provided that we are confined to our own solar system. Once we have the technical ability to leave our solar system under our own power and move out into free space, then we will come in contact with other races, including the Pleiadians, who will try to influence us. They want to make it clear that we, the people of Earth, must be very careful to whom we align ourselves, for there are many races out there who are very barbaric and would take us over in a minute or destroy us altogether. They hope that we may choose to align ourselves with them and other peaceful races, but the time is rapidly approaching that we may have to defend ourselves from an attack from space, for Earth is very well known in this area of the galaxy. The Pleiadians afford us some measure of protection by making their presence known to incoming ships through a network that surrounds our planet, but it is not clear to what extent they would go to defend us from invasion. Occasionally ships piloted by dangerous races come into Earth space and take humans for experiments. Love and marriage. Pleiadians fall in love, marry, create families, and raise children just as we do. Although nothing is known about the marriage ceremony, we have been told that multiple marriages are common. It is quite normal for Pleiadians to be involved in two or three marriages at the same time. This system seems to work quite well for them, due to an emotional stability in their society that has all but eliminated jealousy and possessiveness. Families will generally live on the same land but in different houses, while the responsibility for raising children is shared by all. Divorce is not allowed because they feel this is an offense against the laws of creation. If the marriage laws are broken, the partners are exiled from the planet, but this rarely happens. They believe in many kinds of love, especially in friendship and marriage, which are very closely related, as well as the love of all creatures. If the rare case happened that a Pleiadian chose to marry someone from another race less spiritually evolved than themselves, then it is provided that the spiritual evolution of the less evolved life form could be accelerated to meet the evolved level of the partner. This is done through a transplant of brain acids that contain the evolutionary wisdom of the higher evolved individual, which can be put into the lower evolved life form, causing a rapid increase in their development. Apparently, this process works quite well and becomes a permanent part of the evolution of the recipient life form. Landing on the White House lawn. There is no plan to land on the White House lawn. The Pleiadians have listened to the thoughts of most world leaders and believe that all earthly governments are only interested in power and control, and have little interest in anything else. An examination of the thoughts of our leaders shows them all to be power-crazy individuals who look at extraterrestrials as a source of power to conquer the cosmos when, in fact, they cannot even create peace on their own world. A possible meeting was once discussed with certain officials of the American government, and the Pleiadians agreed to meet with a small group. As the Pleiadians listened to the thoughts of the officials who were planning the meeting, it was discovered that the officials were planning to kill them at the meeting site so that they could obtain the beamship the Pleiadians came in. This sort of thinking has led the Pleiadians to having no trust of our officials, thereby making any sort of commerce with us almost impossible. It is estimated that it may be around 300 years before any kind of social contact may be possible with us, due to the enormous gap in our spiritual and moral understandings. It simply isn't in their interest. Open contact. The Pleiadians are still here on Earth and occasionally visit Billy and others whom they are interested in, but we have not reached a time of public awareness and open contact as a society. It's very exciting to think that this may be a possibility within a few years. For me, and for many of you, the ability to go and visit a civilization on another planet is a very exciting idea. To visit another world and see how they live would be a dream come true. Being exposed to so many new ideas, experiences, and so much knowledge would probably be overwhelming. It would certainly be hard to return to Earth after experiencing the consciousness of a higher developed society. When this does happen and some of us get to visit the Pleiades and return to tell of our experiences like Billy did, the Earth will forever change and leave behind its adolescence. The paradigms that hold our society together will vanish and be replaced with new concepts and ideas that will leave a great mark in history. The beamships. Photo proofs. Over a two-year period, Semjes allowed Billy to take hundreds of photos of her spacecraft. She did this purposely as a method of proof to awaken the minds of Earthmen to the idea that they are not alone. Over the years, millions of people have looked at Billy's beautiful pictures and felt something stir inside of them. To some people, it brings on feelings of familiarity or just the excitement of knowing someone is out there. In any case, there is no question that Semjes's decision to let her ship be photographed has gone a long way in opening up the minds of many people on Earth. Silvano sees a ship. Since Billy had been allowed to take photos of the Pleiadian beamships, I was curious if any of the other FIGU members had ever taken any. Billy had over 1,000 pictures that he shot over a two-year period. It seemed likely that some of the others around the center might have had an opportunity to take some also. I spent most of my mornings helping out around the farm. It was great exercise and gave me a chance to somewhat earn my keep. The work around the center was organized by a fellow named Silvano. He was a young man who had brought his wife and baby to the center to learn about Billy's contacts. He had decided to stay on for a while to learn what he could, working the farm in exchange for his room and board. I had spent a lot of time with Silvino over the past few weeks and, of course, we had spent many hours discussing the Palladian material. Silvino was a very kind and friendly person. He had a big smile and open face that let you know immediately that you were welcome in his life.